Cash Cooper, cross court pass. Summersville running some clock here. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Micah Cooper passed inside, high pass, up catch, brought down, knocked away, picked back up. Micah Cooper has it. Now back over, and they reset. Down the key, driving layup, right-hand shot, no good by Reed Piper, but he got fouled. That was a really good possession by Summersville that time. They made Salem play a lot of defense, and they finally got about a 10-foot shot. And they drew the foul on Eli Wofford for the Salem Tigers, which will put Reed Piper at the free throw line. And his first try for the Summersville Wildcats is good. Two to one, 6:20 to go in the first quarter. This is game four of day one. Next drive, no good. Rebound high in the air, pulled down by Wofford, high above the crowd. Wofford goes 6'4". He'll be tough to handle for Summersville. They don't have much height. At the point, to the left elbow, down the key. A driving shot by St. Paul is up and in. St. Paul with the right hand down the left side of the key. Down the back court. They throw the ball away on the press, and now an over and back is going to be called on Salem as they stole the ball at midcourt. But immediately carried it into the back court. 4-1 score. Summersville with the ball. Micah Cooper, right there, Cash Cooper, in the front court. Cash goes to the left, bounce pass to the corner. Good pass. Now the baseline. They'll triple team the ball, get it out to Micah Cooper, across to the right point. Down the key, stop, in the lane, lean in, kicks it outside. On the wing, thought about a shot, driving to the baseline. Up and around, pass is deflected and stolen away by Wofford, and now back comes Salem with it in the point. Up fake to the point. Drive down the key. Ball lost on the dribble in. Lost on the deck. Still loose. Spot four picked up by Salem. Salem moves it out on the left side. They'll set with Braden Gaps. Now we're on the right point. Ball moved over to Lincoln Thomas. Thomas will pull it back outside. Get a screen to the right. Dribbles over. Pulls up. 15-foot jumper in the air. Short. Rebound off to Micah Cooper. He'll be fouled in the backcourt after the missed shot by the shooter on that play, Lincoln Thomas. Wildcat basketball in the backcourt. They're looking for their first field goal after the first 3 minutes and 2 seconds. And now ball inbounded in the backcourt. We have Lincoln Thomas credited with a foul he gave to the wrong guy. On the scoreboard, at least. And now, Summersville ball, they bring it across. Hand it to Micah Cooper, top of the circle, dribbling with the right hand. Kicks it across, Cash Cooper with it. Cooper guarded close out front. Over to Micah at the left point. Wofford on him, bounce pass across. Now dribbling down Piper on the run. Shot up, no good, got blocked. But he got fouled, and he'll shoot too. Really early in the game, just 3.5 minutes in, it's 4-1. But you really have got to like the approach that Summersville has shown here. Braden Gaps will pick up the foul for Salem. Free throw good by Reed Piper. Reed Piper is a sophomore. This is a really, really young team the Wildcats have. If you're a sophomore, you're an upperclassman. That's about as high as it gets. They have one senior, Malachi Cooper. Here's the second free throw by Piper, and it's no good. Ball tipped long to the corner, chased down, good hustle by Cooper down low. Shot off the board, up and in. Micah Cooper with the first field goal for the Wildcats. They are tied with the Tigers now at four. Lincoln Thomas, lob to the low block, catch kick to the corner, dribble to the left, bounce pass to the low block. Wofford post up inside, shoots, falling away, missed it. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by Summersville. Salem ball, 4:03 to go in the first quarter. Tie game, four apiece. From the Kabul Holiday Tournament, top seed is Bunker. They won today big. Here's a shot on the inbound for the left point. No good by Gaps, rebounded by Summersville. They're back with the basketball with a chance to take the lead. Ball knocked away to the backcourt, recovered by Cash Cooper. He gets it over, double team, passed across. That ball goes to the backcourt again. Summersville gets it across. Up ahead, Cash Cooper with it. Cooper dribbles in, penetrates, leans in, shoots that ball blocked from the side and taken away by Salem. Into the left corner. To the right point, ball fake down the lane. Thomas pull up, 10-foot jumper good. Lincoln Thomas with his first basket. It's a 6-4 ball game. Micah Cooper down low to the corner. Open shot for a three. That won't go. Cooper gets the rebound. He lost it, but he got fouled as he went up with it. And it'll be two shots, and the foul will be applied to Gavin Sapaw. So the free throw shooter here, Micah Cooper. And the free throw number one is good. One more try. And no good. Rims off into the hands of Gavin Sapaw. And now Salem back from right to left. Into the right corner. They hold it high in the corner. Back out front. Over a high screen. Here's a shot for a three. It's a point. Good. Pardon me, from downtown. That was Ryan Cunningham and his first basket of the ball game. Cash Cooper loses it in the backcourt. Take it away. All the way in. Right-hand lay-in is good. By Braden Gaps. He got four. And now in the backcourt. Cooper Hassel gives it back. Throws it away. And Summersville is going to have to do a couple of things. But the main thing is come back to the basketball and help whoever has it. Five turnovers now against the Summersville Wildcats. That's going to be their big thing, trying to hold those turnovers down. At the point, they'll dribble across with Cunningham. Bounce pass to the corner. Into the lane, a lean-in shot high off the board. Rims off. Ball comes off. And we'll have a fight for the loose basketball in the tie-up. 2 minutes to go in the first. 11-5 now. Salem has outscored Summersville 7-1 in the last couple of minutes. Micah Cooper will throw the ball inbounds. Summersville in the first 6 minutes, only one field goal. Here's a pass long on the press, picked up inside. Micah Cooper puts it up, no good. Rebound put back, and that's good. Colton Buttress with the putback for the Wildcats. Big shot. Now drive on the baseline. Ball lost out of bounds. Turned over by Salem. Tyson Connors got his shot snuffed and then slapped the ball out of bounds. .145 left, first quarter. 11-7 ball game, and it's Summersville on the inbound play. Another baseball pass long. Ball deflected and saved, but momentarily as it goes out of bounds. Well, one out of two, 50% on the long pass against the press. And the Wildcats with their sixth turnover. Up on top of the circle left side, Gaps will drive, put it off the board strong and good. Nice drive that time by Brayden Gapp. He's got six and leads the scoring today. Summersville over the time line will set. Out front with it, it's Reed Piper. Piper will hand it now to Collar Ashlock over on the right point. Micah Cooper bounces it over to the left point. 1:08 to go in the first quarter. 13-7. On the left side, they hold down the left corner. On the baseline, and now a blocking foul to be called against Salem. That'll be on Aiden Ragsdale as he cut off the dribbler and bumped him out of bounds to the floor. So it'll be Summersville basketball, and that is the bonus. Summersville has no team fouls in this quarter, and Salem now with five. So it's a 1-1. Well, that's actually two shots is the rule now. First free throw, no good. Malachi Cooper at the line. We get one more. The 1-1 is a thing of the past in high school basketball, at least for now. Next one, the rim's out, no good. Ball is picked up, loose on the deck, and now it's loose again, picked up by Salem. 43 seconds to go. And now another ball is deflected. Knocked away, picked up by Summersville. Wildcats in the front court. 31 seconds. They can take the last shot here. And probably will. Out front, holding it at the timeline. Reed Piper will dribble left to the elbow. Gets in the lane. Ball away from 10 feet to Harbaugh. Tipped long toward the bench. Now a long pass up ahead. Here's a drive and the shot off the side iron won't go. Rebounded inside. And now, ball slapped away, picked back up high off the board, off the side iron, no good. And picked up finally by the Summersville Wildcats. And the horn goes to end the first quarter. Not bad for Summersville. They're doing a pretty good job controlling the pace of the game. But need to find a little more offense as Salem leads it after one. 13-7. Back to the Cabool Holiday Tournament in 1 minute on the Fox.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets. Proud sponsor of the Cabool Holiday Tournament.
Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service services all your residential, commercial, and agriculture well and pump needs. Invest in a new water well and let the experts at Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service fix you up with clear, crisp water. Call them in Summersville, 417-932-4036. They have bailed me out more than once, and they'll help you as well. Good folks, and they've been doing it a long time. Anything you need done with your well or a well drilled, call Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Services.
Back at the Cabool Holiday Tournament, and the Summersville Wildcats trail the Salem Tigers 13-7. Salem basketball out front to start quarter number two. To the left corner, open shot for a three is no good. Ball long to the far right corner, chased down by Summersville. No control with Micah Cooper. Up the right side with the right hand dribble, he'll stop, kick it to the left. Piper holds it out there, waits for some pressure. And now they guard him tight. Piper at the left point. Dribbles in, spins in, traveled with the basketball. Probably traveled twice with it, but he got called for the second one. And turnover number seven. So Summersville has as many turnovers in the first half as they have points. But they're only down six. Their defense has been pretty good. In the low block. Kick it to the corner. Open. Shot. Three way short. Rebound put back up off the board. High and good by Gavin Sapaw. Summersville in the front court with it. Now down by 8. Cash Cooper on the right side. Cash Cooper must have twisted something. He's really hobbling out there. Kicked it across the left wing. Open 3 is good. Boy, that was a huge shot. Knocked in by Reed Piper. That makes it 15-10. In the middle of the lane. A lean in. Shot off the board by Wofford. No good. Rebound pulled down by Summersville. And controlled by Colton Buttress. Piper to the right point. Now the right side with it. Micah Cooper. 15-10 is the score. Salem on top by 5. Summersville playing pretty well with the basketball. But they got to cut back on them turning the ball over. That's the big, big thing. Micah Cooper out front. Cash Cooper out front gets it over. Now dribbling across. Here is the sophomore. Piper leans in, fakes, follow away shot, lip of the rim, won't go down. Rebounded by Salem. They'll control and get the ball to Braden Gapsch on the left wing. They'll curl over the top with the ball. Hayden Ragsdale down the left corner. Lob it out to Ragsdale to point. Back to the left wing. Lob to the low block. They'll post up inside. Lean in. Pump fake shot. Right hand. Good. That was Eli Wofford. And if they are that patient to get the ball into him very often, that's going to be tough to Summersville. 17-10. In the front court, Cash Cooper calls time. They call timeout. We had subs, a sub anyway, ready to get in the ball game, and it was a tenuous situation. The timeout, it'll be a full timeout. 5:03 to go in the first half from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. It's Salem 17, Salem, Missouri 17, and Summersville 10. Back in a minute on the Fox.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun. Make it fast. Make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
We're back at Kabul, 17-10. 5:03 to go in the first half. Nothing resembling an upset so far in this tournament. And the inbound play with the Summersville Wildcats in the left corner. 3 is good. Reed Piper with his second 3. It's a 4-point game again, 17-13 in the right corner. Summersville goes to his zone. They will pressure out of that. In the corner, here's a 3-ball. No good. Put back on the weak side. Missed. Put back again. It's good by Wofford. Wofford and Sapaw give them, Salem, a big advantage inside. Especially Wofford. In the left corner on the baseline. A drive and stepping out of bounds is Reed Piper. Turnover. Summersville is their 8. Salem lead, Salem ball, first half, second quarter. Big thanks to Keller Williams and Audrey Boyle, County Fuels, and Down and Country Supermarket, corporate sponsors for the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Chopping the point is missed, rebounded by Summersville, and now they bring it up the right side of the floor, break the 10 count. Micah Cooper with it, and now we'll hand the ball off. At the point, 3 Piper. Down down the key all the way in. Piper shoots a little floater off the back iron. Won't go over rebound. Put back is up and no good. Tipped across, picked up by Salem. And Wofford beats up the hand. Open with the lay-in. It's good by Lincoln Thomas. Summersville, oh, here's a steal on the inbound pass. They feed it across. Saint-Paul lays it in. I would definitely call a timeout pretty quick. It's like Paul Simon once said, slip sliding away, and here's a ball deflected out of bounds at the defensive end. And it'll be a Wildcat ball. Summersville would probably benefit themselves if they got back into that methodic offensive set. Held on to it for a while. Get a good shot. Here's a pass inside. Here's a turn. Shot. Fadeaway. No good by Cooper. Got the rebound. Put it up and in. Micah Cooper now with 5 points. 23-15. Summersville needed that. It would appear straight man-to-man by Summersville right now. It is. Down the key. Here's Tapal. Bumps off. Shoots off the board and good. He's a big, strong kid. Very thick in the upper body. He is tough. Dribbling through Piper all the way down the key, all the way into the hole. Lays it up off the rim. Spun it off. No good. Rebound. Here comes Salem. 4-on-2. Down the middle of the key. Ball blocked away. Taken away by Summersville. We'll go back the other way. To the baseline. Back out to the wing. No shot available, so they'll hand it back. Reed Piper bounced across. Now to Malachi Cooper. Now on the right point. Kohler Ashlock. Way out left side. 3, no good. Ball tipped high in the air to the corner. Off the miss by Reed Piper. Now up the right side. Down the key. Right-hand scoop by Lincoln Thomas. And he lays it up and in. Nice move to get around the defender. 27-15. Front court, right side, pass to the corner. Was it deflected out of bounds? No, it was thrown out of bounds. And so Salem will sub here. They'll get Ryan Holliner in the ball game. Hollander is a junior. These are two completely, completely different teams in a makeup standpoint. In the left corner, a catch. And the shot by Lincoln Thomas for 3, it's good. Salem, they're all juniors and seniors. Summersville, all freshmen and sophomores. Cash Cooper up ahead, midcourt to the right side, front court. Now in the corner, open shot for a 3 is no good. Ball comes off and taken down by Saipaw. 1:15 to go in the half at the free throw line. Pass over, and now they'll curl over the top to the right corner. Summersville goes back to the zone. Ball deflected, picked back up, though, by the Tigers' Lincoln Thomas. Skip pass, far right corner, open shot. Cunningham, 3, no good. Comes off into the hands of Brody Buttress. Summersville in the black, back left to right. Buttress dribbles in, bounces it over, nearly lost it, did lose it, stole it away by Sapar. Six-point game after one. Here's a ball stolen, taking it all the way the other way. Pump fake, off the board and good. Kohler Ashlock. With a nice defensive play there and good finish. 30-17, 20 seconds to go in the half. Salem will play for the last. Thomas in the corner dribbles out. At the point, dribbling to the right elbow. Back outside. Now in the left corner. Here's a pump fake. Dribble in the lane. Right hand runner. No good. It's over. And that's the end of the half. So Salem Tigers, who led by 6 after the first, have increased that lead to 13. Now at halftime, And the key element in the second quarter, again, turnovers lopsided this time, 5-1. Summersville with those five, and they have 11 at the half. And at the score, at the half, at the score is 13-7 after one. It's 30-17 at the break. And we're back in 3 minutes on the Fox.
96.9 the Fox.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun, make it fast, make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service services all your residential, commercial, and agriculture well and pump needs. Invest in a new water well and let the experts at Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service fix you up with clear, crisp water. Call them in Summersville, 417-932-4036. They have bailed me out more than once, and they'll help you as well. Good folks, and they've been doing it a long time. Anything you need done with your well or a well drilled, call Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Services.
And back at Kabul High School for Basketball O'Plenty this weekend. It starts today with the first day of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Game number 4 is at halftime. And the halftime score is 30-17 in favor of the Salem, Missouri Tigers. They are led at the half of their scoring by Gavin Sapaw with 8 points. Braden Gapsch has 6. Lincoln Thomas is their leading scorer. He's got 9. 4 for Eli Wofford and 3 for Ryan Cunningham. Summersville in the first half. Reed Pfeiffer with 8 points. Micah Cooper has 5. Colton Buntress with 2. Kohler Ashlock with 2. But with any statistic that you would care to look at from the first half, there is only one that really matters. And that is the number of times Summersville threw the basketball away. So they're down by 13 points at the half. And I like to make the comparison. And it's one thing to say you got X number of turnovers and the other team has however many. But when you put it in the context of what that turnover means, Summersville gave Salem 7 more chances to score with the basketball because of those additional 7 turnovers they committed in the first half. So those are empty possessions. You got nothing out of it except giving the ball back to the other team. And that was going to be the challenge because you knew that Salem was really going to come after Summersville hard. But Summersville, I thought, in their half-court offense was really pretty good in the first half. They were able to get some pretty good looks at the basket. One of the big differences, too, is the fact that Salem is a very experienced, older team, and Summersville is just about as green as you can get with all freshmen and sophomores on their ball club. But here's the upside of all this. All these kids are now going to be together for the next 3 years, and that should make for the much anticipated basketball there at Summersville High School, because a better day is a coming. They're struggling right now, though. 1-7 and down at the half, 30-17. Another break, back in 3 minutes on the Fox 96.9.
Fox News, I'm Angelo Bavaro. A forecasted snowstorm causing some travel issues.
According to FlightAware, we have more than 1,800 delays, almost 800 cancellations. JFK experiencing the most issues right now. Now the Fox Forecast Center predicting 3 to 5 inches of snow from central New Jersey to New York City into southern Connecticut. New York City, northern New Jersey, and western Long Island could see 5 to 8 inches.
Fox's Brooke Taylor. President Trump and Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky set to meet Sunday.
He posted on social media about a Christmas Day call Zelensky did. Today we had a very good conversation with President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. We are truly working 24/7 to bring closer the end of this brutal Russian war against Ukraine.
Fox's Peter Ducey. America is listening to Fox News.
If you've been diagnosed with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, this is what it sounds like to be a million miles away. Imagine being a million miles away. Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, is a prescription medicine for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from taking injections or pills or phototherapy. With Tremfya, clearer skin is possible. In clinical trials, at least 70% of patients saw at least 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks. Results may vary. Tremfya is also indicated for adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor about Tremfya. Call 1-800-526-7736 or visit Tremfya.com.
Know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
WHN, the Weather Center, wrapping up the week. All the presents have been opened, and now we're ready for that extended weekend, which is going to be very warm still. Forecast high for today will be 75 degrees. Overnight low tonight will fall back to 49. And then on Saturday, more warmth with a high at 73. Chance of rain on Sunday.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293, or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
So you've got that idea all worked out in your mind. Now let Dotson Excavating get you moving in the right direction. Whether you're looking to improve that old bumpy driveway, have that new pond you've always wanted dug, or perhaps you're looking to build a brand new home, Dotson Excavating will help you make that dream of yours become a reality. Offering free estimates, give them a call today at 417-254-0222. Whatever the job, big or small, Dotson Excavating does it all.
Okay, we've got a few seconds before we start the second half, and it would appear that the starting five will be the starting five here in the second half. No one in any foul trouble. In fact, Summersville did not get called for a single foul in the first half of the ball game. Salem got whistled for 5, which was enough to put Summersville in the bonus. 30-17. The game to follow this one will be Liberty against Dora. So that means Gary Lee is back in the saddle again after this one. And we are ready to go. Micah Cooper, Cash Cooper, Kohler Ashlock, Reed Piper, and Malachi Cooper. That's the five for Summersville. The ball's played inbound. Here's the inbound play. You got a 60% chance of a Cooper catching the next pass. Well, actually greater if it's not one throwing it in the left corner. Back out on the left wing. Reed Piper being pressured there by Lincoln Thomas at the defensive end. Bouncing across now. Micah Cooper to the point. Cash underneath. Great pass. Good catch. Can't get a shot away. Ashlock gets it back out to Cash Cooper. Cash kicks it across to Micah. Underneath, bad pass, right to Sapal on the turnover, down the court, all the way, layup, it is good. Trying to make something happen when nothing was there. Now pressure in the backcourt, ball up ahead, tipped out of bounds by Salem, it will belong. Well, I thought it was going to be Summersville basketball, but nope. They're going to say that Summersville touched it first as it went out. No, they call it a foul instead. A foul on Kohler Ashlock going for the loose ball. First foul on Summersville today. Pass down low, posting inside. Shot is up and around off the rim and good by Ryan Holliner. Reed Piper, triple team, pass up ahead, Cash Cooper with it. Curls over, now in the left corner. Open shot for a three is good. Reed Piper can play. He's made three threes, he has 11 points. Up ahead, underneath, wide open Holder, and he was shocked to be that open, missed the shot, put back is good by Stapog. Getting Stapog now with 10, and it's 36-20. Cash Cooper. Passes up ahead, and a late whistle and a timeout is going to be called by Summersville. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we'll just keep it right here. The game's in order after this one today will be Liberty, who is a two-seed in the tournament, playing the Dora Falcons. That will be followed by Gainesville, going up against Winona. I'm thinking that might be a pretty good game. And then you got Mansfield playing Kabul and Alton taking on Eminent. And that will be all she wrote for day number one. And now the ball will be played in the backcourt. Cash Cooper plays it inbounds. And here we go again. Reed Piper out front. They try to make him go left. Now he passes to the right wing. Off the screen, Ashlock to the left side. Piper dribbles to the baseline. Double team back out behind him. Ashlock with a three at an air ball. And the ball comes off, long pass up ahead to the hole, putting it up on the run, around the rim, and good. Nice shot by Braden Gaps. That was a tough shot. He has 10 points. Wildcats basketball ball knocked away and stolen. Back again all the way. Right-hand layup is good again. Braden Gaps at 6 in the first quarter, 6 here in the third. Malachi Cooper into the paint. triple team, lost it, slapped away, chased it down, saved it inbounds, but it's taken away by Salem. Down the floor, two on, two break, left hand reverse layup, missed shot, rebound, here comes Summersville with it. They have no numbers, so they'll hold up. Step back three, way outside, no good. Off the miss that time by Piper. Ball knocked out of bounds, two is a touch by last. It would appear Salem. Four minutes, 40 seconds left. Third quarter. The Salem Tigers have Summersville doubled right now, 40 to 20. And now the inbound play. Piper. Bounce underneath. Good pass inside and a shot by Malachi Cooper. No good. Up the right side, ball deflected and stolen. Catch Cooper with it. Up ahead all the way. Puts it up. Got it blocked. Taken away by Salem. And now the pass up the floor. Deflected. Picked up by the Tigers. In the left corner. At the point. Three. Wide open. Good. Braden Gaps. Nine in the quarter. 15 for the half. In the front court, Piper lost the basketball and a whistle. And a late whistle and foul is going to be called on that play. That's going to be on Lincoln Thomas, foul number three on him. He'll be playing inbounds at midcourt. Summersville with the basketball. Down by 23. Cash Cooper with it. Has it stolen. All the way down, goes up, shoots. Gaps with it. Again. And we'll get an injury as Cash Cooper hobbles off the floor. Kohler Ashlock will check back in the ballgame. Colton Buttress in the ballgame. He's double-teamed in the backcourt. You're going to have to hurry and get that over the timeline, though. Up the left side, the ball stolen. Midcourt, take it away. Ryan Cunningham lays it in. Summersville, front court with it, down 47 to 20. Reed Piper over to the left point. Summersville runs their offense. Trying to get something available around the free throw lane, but stuck. Wildcats have 3 points in this quarter. Here's a runner, no good by the Wildcats. Reed Piper passed up ahead. Layup is no good. Blew an easy one there. Down the lane all the way. Now ball lost, picked up by the Wildcats, tipped out of bounds by the Tigers with 2:54 to go. In the quarter, Salem has outscored Summersville 17-3 here in the third quarter. Summersville has 3 points and 6 turnovers in the quarter. Low block, posted inside. Malachi Cooper bounce outside. Now to the corner. In the lane, a reach-in foul is going to be called on Ryan Cunningham. It's only the second foul here in the third quarter against Salem. Inbound underneath. Lob pass out front. Caught by Malachi Cooper. In the corner. Catch and shoot for a three. That's way short. And the ball comes off back the other way. Down the lane. Right-hand runner is good. Poor Salem is just pushing, pushing, pushing. Braden Gaps with another lay-in. Wildcats break the 10 count and set their offense with 2:20 to go in the quarter. Down the lane, right hand running shot is partially blocked, take it away. Here comes Salem. 2-on-1, dish across, right hand lay-in is good. Wofford now has 6. At the other end now. Driving the baseline. They'll feed it inside, shot blocked away. as Buttress tried to get a shot away, feed it up ahead. Gaps blocked by Malachi Cooper. Good defensive play. And now long up the floor. The lay-in is up and good. A two-on-one by Reed Piper. Timeout's going to be called by the Wildcats with 1:41 to go in the third quarter with a score. The Salem, Missouri Tigers, 51, and the Summersville Wildcats, 22. Back in a minute on the Fox.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
The mission of People's Community Bank is to be the preferred independent community bank which meets and exceeds the expectations of their customers and communities by providing excellent customer service, products, and value while maximizing shareholder return, along with maintaining the well-being and satisfaction of their employees. People's Community Bank offers online banking, mobile banking, and now e-statements. Visit them on Main Street in Kabul.
to 22 here in quarter number three at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Summersville Wildcats have just 5 points in the quarter, all five scored by Reed Piper. Summersville, here in this quarter. 21-5. At halftime, it was a 13-point game. Salem on offense, they bring it up. And they throw the ball away against the Summersville zone for a turnover. That's only their fifth. The turnover differential is humongous. 17 for Summersville to 5 for Salem. But we're on the right side to the point. Moving it back outside, Malachi Cooper picks up the dribble, bounces it across. Holding it, Kohler Ashlock. Out front, free throw line jumper, pull up, back iron won't fall. Rebounded by Salem. They come back with Isaac Hedrick. Long pass up, left corner, open shot for a three, won't go down. Rebound tipped back, picked up by Gapsch. Now on the baseline, they double-team the ball, wraparound pass back to the corner, open shot for a three, no good. And the rebound taken down by Malachi Cooper. At the point, pick up the dribble there and pressure on the ball, pass it to the left low block. Double-team pass back out to the left side, curling over, fall away from 10 feet. That jump shot won't go. By Kohler Ashlock, rebounded by Salem. They come up the right sideline now. Gapsch. Braden Gapsch to the left in the corner. Wide open again. Cunningham, good. Brian Cunningham, second three. 54-22. We're headed for Turbo Clockville in the fourth quarter. With the score, Salem 54. And Summersville 22. Back in 1 minute on the Fox.
Whether you're buying or selling, Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in our new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Aubrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-4400. 2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
Fourth quarter ready to roll. We're probably going to have the turbo clock kicking into gear in just a little bit. Right now, the difference is 32. And really, it depends where you play. I mean, some places it has to be 35, some places it has to be, they'll play at 30. So, we'll see. In the corner, Cunningham with it. Back out front, back to Cunningham, wide open in the corner, and the three is no good, but the Tigers get the rebound. The putback by Lincoln Thomas, banked in from the left side. 56-22. Numbers go back, lob it over the top, threw it out of bounds. So Salem, and they are letting the clock run, so I guess 30 is what we're going with here. 30-point difference, 56-22. Right now, it's 34. Over on the right side, Summersville, back in the zone in the corner. Wide open, unguarded three is missed. And the rebound, Micah Cooper with it, up the right side. Reed Piper in the lane, pull up 12-foot. Floater is good. Piper is a sophomore. He's going to be a fine player. Bounce pass inside, almost stolen, picked up by Salem. Dish inside, right-hand running layup is up and in by Isaac Hendrick. For his first basket of the game, 58-24. Pfeiffer out front, double team, gets it over, now to the right point. Holding there is Brody Buttress. Goes back door on the pass, tough catch, goes in, leans in, shoots it up and around and good. Color Ashlock with his second field goal. 58-26. In the corner, bounce pass on the baseline, wrap around to the far side, trapped underneath. Lob out to the point. Dribbling down, leaning in, shooting and scoring again. That time it's Tyson Connors. So a lot of guys getting in the act for Salem today. I have that as being, I think they had 10 different guys that have scored points. On the left, to the point, to the other side of the floor, to the right corner. Open shot by Reed Piper, three. No good. Rebounded by Salem. Up the middle of the floor, to the right baseline. A shot, tough angle, missed it. Put back, is up by Sabaw, no good. And he'll be fouled with 5:15 and counting. That clock will run during the free throws here. Reed Piper picks up his first foul. Only the second foul of the game called against Summersville. First free throw is good. Gavin Sapaw now with 11 points. Well, I overshot it. They've had 8 guys score, and the next one is good. Gavin Sapaw with those 2 free throws now with 12 points. Mainly Sapaw and Braden Gaps with the helping of Ryan Cunningham and Lincoln Thomas, their guards. Two of them all stolen. Up ahead on the pass, the lay-in is up and good by Lincoln Thomas. Summersville Wildcats in the black and gold on the left side. Their uniforms remind me of the old Mizzou colors. It's more of a black with old gold. Love that. Down the key. Ball slapped away. Picked back up. Ashlock on the side to Buttress. They'll move it back out. 3:48 to play and a reach-in foul call on Ryan Cunningham. We'll stop. Well, that won't stop the clock. But it will stop play. Cunningham gets his second foul. Cunningham's got 8 points today. Lincoln Thomas has got 13. Those are their guards along with Gaff. He has 19 points. Piper in a drive. Right hand shot is up and in. Wonderful shot that time by Reed Piper, shooting against his body as Salem comes back. 13 now for Piper, passing the little block. Ball out of bounds, last touch by Salem. Turnover on the Tigers. In the front court, Reed Piper with 2:52 to play. Brody Buttress will hand the ball back. Malachi Cooper now over to Reed Piper at the left point. The spin to the middle, fake, clean in on the shot. It's up and no good. Rebound is controlled by Buttress, throws it back out front. And now here's another shot by Piper for three, and it's in and out. Rebound controlled by Salem. Up the right sideline they go. Cunningham, bounce to the baseline. Feed it inside, and the layup is good. Nice job of cutting, and Dan and Barry knew exactly where Hedrick would be when he turned toward the basket, and he was right where he was supposed to be with the lay-in, 66-28. 2:05 to go. In the left corner. Back out on the left wing. Reed Piper drives the lane all the way. Scoop shot and spins off. No good. And a violation. No one had touched the ball after he missed that shot. He went out of bounds after he missed it, came back, touched it. Someone else needs to touch it before him. The Salem Tigers on the verge of going 5-3 on the year. On the low block, inside, Barry turns, right-hand shot, no good. Ball tipped over, and Barry chased it down. They got a little size on this roster. They got a couple out there right now. Three, actually. Here's a drive, no good. Tipped up, no good. Rebound is taken away by Summersville. Down the key all the way. Right-hand runner is good by Reed Piper. Back in the basket, 66-30. 52 seconds to play. Salem was just too much today, but the big item, too many turnovers, too many opportunities for Salem. We're down 35 seconds. They're just going to play catch with it, not looking to score. 27 seconds to play. And a foul is not going to do anything to stop the clock. Neither team in the bonus. And so Salem continues to hold out on the perimeter. 10 seconds to go, and this is going to be the final score. 66-30. Salem picks up the win. We'll come back in 30 seconds and recap on the Fox.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Final score again is 66-30. The Salem Tigers pick up the victory here, and they run their record now to 5-3 on the basketball season. And we'll check out the scoring in this ball game. For, first of all, the Salem Tigers, they had 1, 2, 3 players in double figures. Leading scorer was Brayden Gapsch, and his points came in bunches. He had 6 in the first quarter and scored 13 in the third. The Summersville Wildcats were led by Reed Piper. He had 19 points, but they got very little offense from anyone else in the lineup. 5 for Micah Cooper, 4 points for Kohler Ashlock, 2 for Colton Buttress, and that was it. But the statistic that did the Summersville Wildcats in, they could not take care of the basketball. And on the day, they had 19, unofficially, 19 turnovers against Salem. Salem had 7. So, final again, 66-30. And coming up next, it'll be game number 5 for the Cool Holiday Tournament. Liberty will be taking on the Dora Falcons. Gary Lee, the legend himself, will have the broadcast coming up in just a few here on The Fox.
96.9 The Fox.